Veritas, Biden's border rules fuel child prostitution, child labor. By Neil Monroe on November 30, 2022. Teenage girls are being imported from poor countries for prostitution via President Joe Biden's easy migration rules, a government employee told Project Veritas. The teenage girls are imported via the Unaccompanied Alien Children UAC program, which allows easy entry for migrants who claim they are under the age of 18. The young adults, teenagers, and children are given to the Department of Health and Human Services, which then quickly transfers them to the sponsors, many of whom are illegals who earlier paid coyotes and cartels to deliver the youths to the border. Biden's deputies have relaxed a lot of the stringent vetting of sponsors by creating these additional field guidance documents, and there's a focus on move the children to the sponsors, as opposed to placing children in safe homes, said the whistleblower, Tara Lee Rodas, a former Department of Health and Human Services manager. Right now, it is speed over safety, move the children to sponsors in 10 to 15 days, she added. Progressives applaud the program, which has delivered 290,000 children and teenagers since January 2021, most of whom are work-ready teenage males. We are paying to put children in the hands of criminals, Rodas said. Our sponsors typically are not citizens. They're not permanent residents, they don't have legal presence, she said, adding. We fly that product directly to the sponsor/trafficker. The trafficker then has the ability to labor traffic that child until they're caught, if they ever are, and God forbid it is sex trafficking. Once the children are gone to the sponsor, there's nothing that we can do about it. The legal process also gives sponsors immense control over the children and teenagers, Rodas said. The sponsor can hold up a draft order of deportation to that child and say, "This is your order of deportation. If you do not do what I say, when I say, I'm going to call ICE on you myself." Veritas's camera crew spoke to a 16-year-old girl who said she had been used as a prostitute. "She, her sponsor, was pimping me and I didn't like that," the girl told Veritas. The government's rush to transfer children from the border to their traffickers comes after major media outlets and Democrats spent much effort slamming Trump's deputies for not rushing the kids through the shelter system to the sponsors. Few, if any, of the liberal reporters who slammed Trump for detaining children ever followed up to see if the kids were being forced to work or were being used as prostitutes. The pro-migration reporters at Reuters, however, have covered several cases of UAC child labor in the United States. The Biden administration is in denial about the consequences of their policies and instead is acting as if this is simply a benign family reunification or a child protection program, said Jessica Vaughn, the director of policy studies at the Center for Immigration Studies. In fact, they are incentivizing and enabling the trafficking of kids, she told Veritas. The child trafficking is aided by Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, who is a Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot. Mayorkas is using his legal authority and budget, plus U.S. diplomatic power, to win control of the migration business from the cartels. That policy is intended to help minimize the public's recognition of and opposition to the federal government's wealth-shifting economic policy of extraction migration. The policy is pulling millions of renters, consumers, and workers from other countries to expand economic growth for investors and Wall Street. Rodas also exposed government-aided labor trafficking where children were imported for use in the U.S. economy, often in restaurants or by staffing companies. The teenagers skip mandatory schooling and instead earn wages to pay their smuggling debts to cartels and their coyotes. The revelation of government-enabled sex trafficking comes after Biden's deputies finally acknowledge that teenage boys are being imported for labor in American factories and slaughterhouses. In mid-November, the Department of Labor admitted an investigation by the department's Wage and Hour Division that discovered that Packer Sanitation Services Incorporated had employed at least 31 foreign-born children from 13 to 17 years of age in hazardous occupations. The jobs performed by children included cleaning dangerous powered equipment during overnight shifts to fulfill sanitation contracts at slaughterhouses in Grand Island, Nebraska and Worthington, Minnesota, and at Turkey Valley Farms in Marshall, Minnesota. The use of the UAC program for labor trafficking and sex trafficking has been an open secret for several years. Honestly, I think almost everyone in the system knows that most of the migrant teens are coming to work and send money back home. Maria Wolchin, executive director and founder of the Young Center for Immigrant Children's Rights, told a ProPublica reporter. They want to help their parents, she said in a November 2020 article. Establishment media outlets, including many liberal women who cover the demands and preferences of migrants, do not cover the expanding economy of child labor and debt bondage migrants. President Donald Trump reduced UAC child migration to just 20,000 UAC migrants in 2020. The accomplishment was fought tooth and nail by business-backed legal groups and was much criticized by media outlets. Trump got no credit for minimizing child labor and faced enormous criticism for separating several thousand imported children from their adult parents who were being prosecuted for illegal entry. The parents had brought their children to help them exploit a border loophole that had been created by the ACLU, President Barack Obama's deputies, and federal judge Dolly G. Since then, Biden's border chief has been re-importing migrants who were duly deported by judges during Trump's administration. So far, Republicans have made little effort to investigate the UAC labor trafficking or to shame Democrats for their support of child labor and child prostitution. The Republicans' inaction is likely due to their business donors, who oppose any debate about the pocketbook and economic impacts of legal and illegal migration. Any extra migrants help CEOs to hold down wages, boost rents, and spur retail sales. The UAC labor trafficking pipeline was created in 2008 when Congress voted unanimously for the poorly drafted William Wilberforce Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act of 2008. Pro-migration lawyers quickly used the loophole to create a massive rush of job-seeking child migrants by 2014. Breitbart News has extensively followed the Democrat-backed trafficking of teenagers into U.S. workplaces.